Excuse me for your access code, followed by the pound or hash sign.
They take care of you for all that. I'm going down my way. You got to come pull me out of there. You have to just be still.
You are the organizer. Press the star key now. Otherwise, please hold.
Start playing music.
Please enter your organizer pin followed by the pound or hash sign. Please enter your organizer pin followed by the pound or hash
sign. Like you said here, the mayor's daughter.
She's been having some problems.
Well, that's what he was telling me. I mean, it sounded, didn't sound good.
No.
Her name is Bonnie.
Bonnie,
what?
Bonnie, what?
Delia. She lives over to the right. Yes, she lives down from you.
Between you and I.
Everybody have their phone on silent. Or me, whatever.
Well, I do, but it don't mean it would stay that way. It has a mind of its own.
Well, I think for your access code, followed by the pound or hash sign.
Am I whistling again?
But it's not.
Or not?
You don't. You don't even get on the line. How do you get on
it? I need to find out which I am first.
Radio audio controls. Please enter your audio and followed by the pound or hash sign. You do not have a pin.
With the wrong number.
Please enter your access code. I'll read the code. Please enter your audio PIN by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have a PIN, just press pound or hash.
It should be on. Hello? I don't hear nothing, do you?
Well, anybody hear us?
May not be anybody on here.
Bam.
Are we secure again?
How do you get on this Wi-Fi?
It used to be like, it says, no internet secured. Bristol Eddie. Which one is it?
Is it beating guest or what?
Well, it's the only one that says BE.
No, the BECH, BECH dash guest.
That one is good.
What
was that,
guess? No. Yeah.
What are your thoughts? You can your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
No, secure. Let me get my phone.
Let me go back. Audio controls. Audio is in, followed by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have it then, check crack, pound, or hash.
Says no internet connection.
Y'all may not can get on over here because of the internet.
I got on, oh yeah, yeah.
It's changed, they moved.
They moved it and changed everything.
Hello?
I had all of my notes, everything on the computer, all of my research.
And then we'll have to go to jail if it don't work.
I know.
Hello? That sounds like somebody's been in there.
Can anybody hear us?
Oh, Jenny.
Let me see if she... Sonia, are you on?
No. You ain't connected, you ain't gonna get nowhere.
If they disconnected the internet over here and put it over there, we ain't gonna get nothing.
Why would they disconnect it?
Probably a week soon.
Yeah, put it back on the phone.
Yeah, put it back on your site.
Can you hook from your phone?
Number's not working, so what?
I mean, I'm right here, I just can't pull it up yet.
Can you get the internet off your phone?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
on my phone, but
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
So what now? No, I took and did the number and did the access code and then it's just dead. There's nothing. I started the meeting on the screen over here. Yeah, I can see. Because Peter kind of set it up, he had to come fix it because the deal wasn't working. So I've got the screen pointed this way and I see DF on the front of it. And I started meeting.
It's all on your phone. You should be able to look at it too.
Yeah. Okay, let me try calling again.
Yeah, dial one. That's it.
No, I used it earlier today and call myself.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign. Enable audio controls. Please enter your audio PIN followed by the pound or hash sign. If you do not have a PIN, just press pound or hash.
Okay, it should be on there now. Because I did the PIN number, the PIN deal, and it usually comes on.
I mean,
can you, huh?
Anybody hear us? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
That's
my buddy. Is that you, Gene?
He is.
Yeah, I'm coming up there in a little while.
Alright.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's Gene. Yeah.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good, Pam?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 5:11 p.m. and the mayor can attend this meeting. His daughter's in the hospital, so it's Ricky Wiggins, so Mayor Pro Tem, I'll be chairing the meeting. So anyway, we're going to start our workshop, and the workshop's supposed to start at 5. We had a little technical difficulty, so I'm going to go ahead and read some of it off in accordance with the Governor Abbott's declaration of the COVID-19 public health threat and action to temporarily suspend certain provisions of the Texas Open Meetings Act. Quorum of the City of Bruceville Eddy Council will hold its regular City Council meeting and workshops, a telephonic conference call, and open to the public. Verified by TML, Council can have in-person meetings. Citizens are encouraged to follow COVID-19 safety measures provided by CDC guidelines. This meeting will be open to the public. However, those that would prefer to join remotely can do so by your computer, tablet, smartphone, https://global.gotomeeting.com/join/45699-2373. You can also dial in using your phone, United States 1-408-650-3123, access code 456-992-373. And if you would, please mute your phones and computers to avoid any interference during this meeting. We'll now start the workshop, and the workshop agenda is council to discuss agenda items, and no action will be taken. So, as we will have a public hearing, does anyone does any council and all the council members are here, Ms. Owens, Mr. Griffin, Mr. Talbert, and Mr. Fowler. And yes. And Pam Combs, City Secretary, are here. So does any of the council members, y'all have a copy of the agenda? Do y'all have anything on the agenda that that you want to discuss? I'll give you a moment to look at it.
This is Mark Fowler. I know we'll talk about it during the meeting for the safety of all the citizens. But on the public hearing item, just as a an understanding or consider other possibilities other than rezoning. Some of you may have looked at the zoning ordinance and the different designations that we have, and I've tried to match that up to the description of the business that the folks are describing that we have there. And I've just for my own purposes, I've really been unable to find a fit for that type of business to any of our designated zone areas. So I don't know if anybody else has any thoughts about it or they've done kind of the same thing, but I just unable to find any kind of possible designation other than the rezoning, and on the rezoning I just can't see anything that would match up to that type of business in a residential area.
Okay, and that, and just for clarification, that parcel land is on 4th Street in Eddy. Mr. Talbert.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm in Bridgman County. I'm very familiar with the property. I've been on the property as long as what. Know where it is. It's all residential. It's zoned for mostly that. Family dwellings. And I know in the past some more 4th Street wanted to do some different things in prior times because of things like this. But I can't seem to put the business in there, even though I think what you're describing, if that's the case, but they may not continue to own that property, they say. Being residential only, which is what the property is mixture of Bush and Bass sold, it's turned it into residential, and it's right behind it behind many houses. Sorry there, I can't see how it is. I'm really mixed up on that. Is it going to stay in residential zone?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other comments?
Do they know?
Well, corner of 4th Street.
That's, that'll be right, you know, where Mr. Krause purchased that land and on 4th Street over there. It's going
from the back.
Yes, ma'am. It'll be on the
east side.
Yes, further side. It's a piece of land, strip of land, at which you would enter it off of 4th Street, and then it goes down, and then it goes back east.
It's actually right behind Mr. Foster's house.
Yes, and it goes back to where Mr. Webster Bass and Alicia used to live.
Yes.
Right.
And what type of business are they wanting to put in for the city?
Like a little community center type.
It's kind of like an activity center, and you know, possibly have weddings and things of that nature there, and maybe exercise facility. They also talked about some sporting events, outside sporting events, and things like that.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to set it for here.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I got my letter.
Right.
There's a table on all these different zoning designations, and you want to get maybe just a little bit close to what they're talking about doing. It's probably the best fit for it is in the agricultural zoning designation, presently.
Yes, presently zoned agriculture.
Zoned agriculture.
Right.
And there's a, that's what the Sauk County Manufacturing property was written.
Yeah.
It's back, both of them.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Yep. Where they're owning it, is that right across between, right across the highway from you tonight?
No. This is 4th Street. So, we're 4th Street.
Down towards Nancy Ranch.
No. 4th Street is the opposite way back there.
That's what I'm talking
about. Right.
From the house, one block over is 4th Street.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, go ahead, Mark.
Just the point was that, for instance, there's a the seed designation up there for conditional.
Yes.
Okay.
Conditional.
So the seed designation, there's a conditional permitting there for things like a commercial, like a golf course, private country club, which if you wanted to maybe stretch a little bit, I mean, it could be a private club, but I'm just saying the allowance for Parker Playground, I mean, that's Parker Playground, which is one of the things they describe with us.
Yes.
That's already permitted. But when you build it in a residential housing section, that's what it's done. That's what it is there. Right. The rest of those back there, which Dad had, and this lady had, was agriculture use in the past, and things changed. All residential is home in there. So anyway, I'm just saying, if you look at any, like the single family designations, if you get arranged for any of those.
Right. And the...
Because once it is rezoned, they could say it's a sports club. So a sports club is a wide variety, like you said. It could be for children. It could be for adults.
Right.
You would know what sports clubs, you can go to sports clubs and get anything you want in the world to drink.
That's true. But I'll tell you what, let me read this letter from Mr. Charleston. And it says that I'm requesting rezoning of the 14-acre property at 613 4th Street, Eddy, Texas, 76524, from agricultural to commercial zoning. We purchased this property in March of 2020 and would like to put an activity center and park for the community. This activity center would bring revenue to the community as for having a gym, activity rooms, and play park. This area does have a park or activity center for summer camps or sports activities outside of the school. The area of the property and the building would not cause any disturbance to surrounding neighbors because of the size of the building and land structure. We would ensure that no loud noises would be disturbing to the neighbors. The building would be soundproof and the park would close at dusk. This would be an activity center where the community could have sport activities, weddings, proms, summer camps, and other activities. The building will have an indoor gym, office space, and ballrooms for rent. The landscape of the property would have several areas for family activities to hold family gatherings and outdoor sport events. And general business district is defined as a district that allows all retail and most commercial land uses, including auto dealerships with complete servicing facilities, building material sales, light manufacturing, and heavy machinery sales and storage. So this could be a lot of things that could go in there.
It sounds wonderful, you know, it's just right in the middle of house.
Yes, sir, I mean
it's like a farmer's.
Yes, it's a lot, it's houses all around this area. The residential section.
Yes,
everything. Yeah, yeah.
There's going to be a whole lot more on the north side.
Right.
I mean, like I said, I'm all for having something for the children to do, for people to go do. But like, I mean, weddings, proms, stuff like that, that's understandable. But then they run out of parking room on that acreage, and they're going to be in front of residential. They're going to be in the parking lots or driveways. So it's just not right fit for the residents to have, in my opinion, that should have to come.
And if they have outdoor sporting events, I mean, the noise, the vehicle traffic going in and out, the lighting, you know that there will be lights there at night up there lit up. So, anyway.
Okay, I agree.
Okay. Now, the other thing on the agenda, we can just go down through here. Item number 2, that's what we just talked about, I'm sorry. And number 3 is about changing the speed limit on Soul Circle from 30 to 20 or 25, perhaps put in speed bumps. And we have Mr. Jerry Davis requested to present this item to the council, so I presume Mr. Davis will be here to talk about that. And also, it is an ordinance. We do have an ordinance that states that all streets in the city are 25.
Okay, so I was wondering about that.
We have an ordinance what? That states that since it was 2017 when this ordinance came in effect, and I looked the ordinance up, and so really all streets are supposed to be 25.
Really?
Yes. And Mr. Dorsey had stated that the state law says unless you have an ordinance, then it's 30.
Yeah.
But we do have an ordinance.
Well, I know it's
so
there.
It makes all the streets in the city 25.
25
about
the streets.
Yes, sir.
Plenty fast enough.
Yes. Residential.
So, yes. But within the city limits on 4th Street,
That was the state highway.
So there is an exception.
Yeah, that's on the state highway.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed
only
several years ago.
The
only speed limit sign that I've seen on the city street is on the Eagle Drive.
You know, Eagle Drive has 25, and then that, I believe it's Temple Street has one that shows 25.
Yeah, I think there's another, of course, another one.
On 4th Street coming to my house, because used to, Mrs. Salceda had the children, right. Take care of it, was 20.
On Franklin?
Yeah, right, coming to my house.
Yeah.
It was 20, and they get right back there, it's 20. Used to, and then the next sign said 30. Because the city limit size stops a little bit, but now it's 25. Both of them been 25 for a while. That's, so I didn't know this ordinance.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But there are 225 on that street.
That's a good ordinance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been in effect since 2017.
That's good.
So is there a sign on Soul Circle that says 30?
I don't believe so. The best I remember from our meeting talking about this, or was not, a speed limit, but somebody, I believe, that had put one up that says 20 up there. The best I remember. Somebody, we can let Mr. Dorsey address this. Right. Right. But I was in contact, communication with him today, and he is aware of the ordinance now. And he's making good such matter of it. So maybe that'll help out some. Somebody, if you could, please mute your phone. Thank you. And then we have item 4 is that fire hydrant at Old Moody Road and Soul Circle. $5,320.40. And my understanding is it's already been paid in full by the property owner.
Yes, sir, Mr. Williams?
Yes, sir, Gene, you go right ahead, sir.
I had that put on there because I know it's already paid for, but I wanted to get the approval because of the amount. So it's going to be over $2,000 for the park. We're talking them $2,000 for the labor and equipment, plus they got to buy the parts, and that's what they pay their entire total of.
Oh, okay, so y'all.
And on that, I want that.
So the fish is $320.
Yes, sir. So y'all are going to, at $5,320, that includes 2,000 labor that y'all are going to put it in, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the property owner is the property owner on that corner lot where the fire hydrant is supposed to be?
Is that correct? Jane, I don't know if you heard Mr. Fowler. The person that paid for this fire hydrant, is that the one that at JBS?
They will be right across Old Moody Road from where the hydrant is. It's not going to be on their property because there's not a main on that side of the road.
But it's right across. Yeah. It's right across the street from Soul Circle. The property owner?
Yes, sir. Yes,
yes.
There's no water line on the side of the road.
That's the one that...
There's
not one close enough to where they want to build another house. And they agreed to put one in. I'll have to pay for one. And so that's why I got the bid a week or so ago, and there was Pam or Sonia to so y'all could see what it was.
Okay. And that's, Pam, that's the people that's going to divide that land?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, thank you, Gene.
Are you welcome?
And, Mr., the next item is engineer report by Johnny Tabor. He is going to be here as far as I know. Is that correct, Pam? Okay. So he'll give us an update on the sewer project. And we'll talk about the preliminary and final plat submitted by that JBS Residential. Did y'all get your maps?
Yes, sir.
Preliminary and final plat to that, where it's just one, basically it's one property, and he's just dividing it, making it two properties. Yeah.
Also, this is the property that the man bought the firehouse for across the road.
Yes, yes, and we talked about
that. That's the only place the water line is across the road.
Yes, okay. Yes, right.
I wanted to bring that out because I think it was important to this man. That's where you pay that kind of money.
Right. Right.
Right.
And that'd be good for Soul Circle area too. Right.
Insurance will probably go down some.
Yes. Yes. Y'all have anything else on that?
No.
Okay. And then that on that 5C, there's three different routing options to install Mr. Kilo's water meter. So I guess we'll let Johnny talk about that.
It's a possibility that you're going to go out for bid again.
Yes, sir.
Not necessarily install it, but to give options to getting the water meter.
Right. So we'll let Johnny weigh in on that.
Yes.
And then item number six is about to consider refunding that $2,300 in engineering fee to James and Susie Stewart. They're requesting a complete refund of $2,300 engineering fee paid because Mr. Tabor did not complete plans for the agreed on 10-inch line extension on Old Bethany Road.
But can they tell us that we couldn't come up there on the easement to do that? Are you going to let them
know? They did tell us about we couldn't come up on their property to cover that exposed line that they had. Yeah, this has to do with them getting that a meter. Remember we did that,
yes.
Mr. Tabor did that bids.
Yes, sir.
And it came in twice what?
Very expensive. More than twice.
Yes. Yes. It was the estimate was $20,000. It come in at about $45,000. Right. I'm not sure why that is, but we'll ask Mr. Tabor.
Yeah.
Find out. Yeah, I'm just gonna wait. On Mr. Tabor. Oh, yeah. 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 I think it'd be better to wait on Johnny. I think it'd be better to wait on Johnny to weigh in on it. Being injured on it.
Okay.
Now, I did look, Mr. Talbert, and behind this map here,
mm-hmm.
If you will, we'll probably look behind that map right there.
Okay.
You'll see our water system, and I kind of rolled it up, is what I did, Mr. Talbert, and you can see.
Excuse me, this
man. Okay,
you have to hit me, but I'm good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me roll it up. It was hard, but I can't see that.
Yeah.
So
that makes no money.
Okay, because here's Robin's Grove right here.
Okay.
And here's Branch Creek.
Okay.
So if this would help people visualize it, the ends of Robin's Grove. This is Branch Creek right here.
This right here?
That's Bethany.
Yeah, it's across
the Little Lane, comes back to Prusel.
This is Bethany Road, goes back to interstate.
Okay?
Right here?
Yeah.
Right there is Lori Balky.
Yeah.
I've got this. Okay, y'all know.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Okay, so, my last mayor pro tem here. He wants to show you where this extension is talking about.
Oh, okay.
If you don't, then I'll wait for Mr. Safety.
No, go ahead and show it, you know. I mean,
I know. Is that okay with y'all?
Fine.
Okay.
It's workshop.
It took me a while to get all the stuff, but I got it. This is the front entrance of Rack Creek. When you come up here, the road turns to the left. Go this way right here. That goes in front of that. This is Box Range, and this turns into Raleigh. You stop to be called that, but it's not. Right in here is where Mr. Kellogg wants to live. He's got a big yard down here. Okay. Mr. Taylor, this is all in Red Crest and Community Groves in here. I've got lost. Anyway, you can come back down in here. This is Ed, the spring's back close. Well, when you come to here, this is dark. See this street right up here above my cell in the little one? The way it's said now, here's our Hoosier station.
Yeah.
The well is over here. It's red. Water comes across, don't change. Water comes in here, there's a blue station. Several years ago, about 3, they put a 10-inch line extension from here to Milky Way. That's this first street that's yellow here. Okay? It stops. Now, the water continues on down.
Well, now, I'm not trying to interrupt you, but the 10-inch line ends here.
Yes.
And then a 6-inch comes up.
Come way back here is 8 and 10 and 12 and 6. All this is 6. All these subdivisions have to 6. The 10 extension stops right here in the Milky Way. Now, this water keeps on coming down here to North Agnes Wheels. It comes on back south and goes out the bell ranks and then it comes back up to the lower ball and loose right. Red's Crest is fed two ways. It comes up here so far, it goes each and a half. It comes in to Agnes Wheels right here and it comes down here to dead ends. Then it goes to the country, to the brush and briar and problems, and comes in the backside of Range Creek right here. And it goes all the way through here and up to the hill. Now, what Mr. Favors wanted to do is come here for grain stocks here. It's Western Trail. Now this line over here, and it dead ends. It don't tie into North Avenue as well as see Range Creek. Okay? Tie this in to this line and it brings water twice, two ways. Now the 10 he was talking about is this 6, it comes off the Milky Way and ties it to the 10. And he ties another 10 to the 10 or 6 to the 10. The 6 is already there. He's just going to tie two 6s together, but he feeds off of the 10. But he feeds off the 10 anyway, he just goes further up there. Did I go too fast?
Nope.
So there's a sort of kind of a misunderstanding to some degree, it's way the nomenclature was, but I heard what he said.
He wants to run it from there where that stops, across the creek up there to the River Crest.
Well, where the trail stops, it did in.
Yeah.
Okay. Agnes Wheels comes down here and it stops, but the water line goes in and feeds all the Ranch Crest.
All right.
Now he's going to tie the 6-inch off the Western Trail into the line that comes off the Agnes Wheel and is fed from the 10 here down this 6 and ties into that 6 and goes.
So he'll tie a 6 into a 6.
Yes. Well, he was back right here. The 10 is the Milky Way. The Milky Way is a 6, but the 10 feet.
Yeah,
but the 10 also feeds it up Bethany Road to that 6.
Yeah,
his primary feed. Two Ranch Crest now. This up here
it sort of makes you, but it is.
Right. And then maybe we can get Johnny to come up here and
he would
and show us.
But I couldn't figure out what's going on. I had to figure it out myself.
Right.
I read what all's going on here, and that don't make sense because. But it makes sense why I saw it.
And I figured it out. With help from several people.
Right.
Because I didn't have the information, I had to look up the. I
can't get
any money on the pennies 3 years ago.
Okay. How to move on. Does anybody have anything else? Okay.
I have one question.
Okay. Mr. Fowler?
Is this meter that we're talking about the same meter that the sewage requests? Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Because the sewage
requests. Yes, it is.
It's the same thing. So that's the meter that Mr. Kello has been pointing is the same meter as the one the sewage requests. That's the same site.
Okay,
I just think it doesn't
matter.
Well,
the
one time
it
said one, and
then
it comes
in
something
else.
So I understand
your question. This is
your son,
right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, item number 8 is about Miss Coker, Miss Dorothy Coker, on the U City property located Anna Hobbs for her cattle to graze. And she's requested this item to be on the agenda and is going to present it to the council during our council meeting. So y'all know what we're talking about.
Yes,
as far as Anna Hobbs, her land over there, and then she's wanting to graze it. I'm not even sure, is that, I guess that's fenced, right?
Okay.
So she's wanting to raise property that doesn't have fence on it. Is that right?
She would have to have fence on part of it.
There's a fence on three sides.
Okay.
She would have to
yes.
Fence.
Yes.
So it's not totally enclosed. Fenced in.
It's not enclosed on the east side toward the property.
It's not totally enclosed.
No, sir. It's not totally enclosed.
Okay.
She'd have to enclose it there on Anna Hobbs.
Right.
Then you open up maybe liabilities to see and all kinds of things.
What's this letter they sent?
You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be for item number 9.
Number 9, okay.
Yes, sir.
I was going to say, are we discussing something not supposed to be?
Not yet. Right. And so, with that, do y'all have any... Hi, brother.
No, sir.
Mr. Griffin, Miss Owen, y'all have anything? Okay, so at this time, we'll adjourn our workshop meeting, and we'll reconvene at 6:30. It's now 5:47 p.m., and we will reconvene at 6:30 p.m.
And the mayor said they'll get a few the test results in a couple of days. It's not Bonnie.
It's not Bonnie.
It's in the hospital. It's Kay. It's in the hospital.
Oh.
Kay's in the hospital.
Well, now,
Kay is Bonnie's sister.
Okay. Well,
I didn't even know. I thought he just had one. I thought he just had Bonnie. I thought.